Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everybody to another episode of Closer Encounters, the show where you, the listener, is also the guest. I am your host, Clarence Mitchell, coming to you live from somewhere in Minnesota. Closer Encounters is streaming live from Blog Talk Radio. We are also live on Facebook, YouTube, and Google Hangouts. All of our newest updates, check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Closer Encounters Radio. Don't forget to like, follow, and share. Would you like to be a special guest on Closer Encounters? Or do you know somebody that would like to be a special guest on Closer Encounters? Then just shoot us an email at closerencounters.info@gmail.com. That's closerencounters.info@gmail.com. Have you ever witnessed a UFO? Or seen something that you just cannot explain? Or maybe you've had your very own closer encounter. You believe in the ancient alien theory? We talk about this and much, much more. If you have a story, or maybe a question that you would like to get answered, give us a call. The number here is 347-989-1008. Again, the number 347-989-1008. Give us a call here at Closer Encounters. I'd love to talk to you. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome back to Closer Encounters, the show where you, the listener, is also the guest. It's been a little bit since we've been able to do this. Unfortunately, I've had some major issues, as a lot of you know, with my internet and different other things. So I had to kind of take a little bit of time off, get things situated, and, get things fixed, basically. I needed a Wi-Fi box for my internet. I needed a whole bunch of other stuff. Plus, they were updating things there on Blog Talk themselves. So, you know, okay, sirrah, sirrah. So, hopefully, things will go smoothly tonight. And, we can keep this thing going and see what happens. I am not live tonight on YouTube or on Google Hangouts. I decided just for tonight anyway, not to go into that. I do need a different webcam. It looks pretty good if you've ever seen any of them. I'm not really impressed with how it's turning out. So I decided just to stay live tonight on Facebook and, of course, over the air on Blog Talk Radio. We're going to go that route. And hopefully... it'll go good. So, anyway, here we are. I want to welcome everybody back. And thank you for the nice comments, postings and stuff that I've been sharing with you. And I appreciate it. And I appreciate everybody's concern about where I've been and what's going on, you know, blah, blah, blah. Everything's fine. I've just been working a little bit, you know, here and there. you know, we're just pushing through and doing what we can. I do apologize for my scruffy look tonight. It's getting a little chilly here in Minnesota. And so I decided it's time once again to grow the old beard back for winter. So, yeah, you might see I'm gearing down, so to speak. So, yeah, you're going to see this change here, you know, facial-wise, you know, in the next few weeks. So bear with me. It does get better. but that's the way it is, right? Anywho, it's been brought this particular reason why I'm doing this show tonight on this commentary, unacknowledged. I know I'm going to piss off a lot of people, no doubt about it. And I thought it would be a really good topic to talk about. And, you know, the people behind it and, you know, the whole smear. I noticed a couple posts have gone out and a lot of people are just now seeing this particular documentary. And I've watched it myself, you know, and I actually have seen it before. And, well, but anyway, and the people behind it, you know, whatever. So I thought that this would be a good topic for tonight's show. And you know, mill around, kick it around, hopefully get a few calls tonight. And, you know, we can discuss it and what it all means, you know, what the big buzz is all about. If this is your first time on, or if you haven't, you know, seen any of the posts or anything like that, the number here, of course, is 347-989-1008. And please give me a shout. I would love to talk to you. I'm also, of course, you know, I'm live here on Facebook. I also have a message, I am up on Blog Talk if you're in the studio itself and you would like to write me a comment or whatever, or you can post a comment there on Facebook, and we will get at you. So, by all means. Okay, so I'm kind of waiting to see how many we're going to get here. Hopefully, you know, I know it kind of, I've only posted this today. I need to really start making these up a couple of days in advance so people have a better warning. But after talking to Facebook, what I did was we had problems in the past. made an event on my Closer Encounters page. I could invite everybody on my friends list and stuff. For those of you who are familiar with making live events or events, you know how it worked. And you would go up and hit the select all, and it would, you know, send everybody an invite that you know. Well, in the past few episodes and whatever, they didn't have that option anymore. They took it away after they did all these updates and whatever. So I had to write them a small note, whatever, and I sent it to them. And they wrote back and agreed that, yeah, it was an oversight on their part. They apologized. And voila, we got the button back. So I don't know if that's because of me personally, but who knows. But I think it's pretty cool. So if you're on my friends list, I think I got like almost 300 people, then you should have gotten the invite to this particular show tonight, which is pretty cool. Otherwise, I'd have to sit there and out each one at a time, and you know how tedious that could be. It'd take you forever and a day to do it. So, you know, I'm glad they gave us back that option, and I think it's pretty cool. So, anyway, okay. I didn't want to get going on this particular topic until we get more people in, because I really would like some objective people, minds, or whatever. I'm hoping to get a call. I think Lee was going to call me tonight. I did talk to her earlier online. So, like I said, we're just kind of taking it easy here. If you guys haven't been paying attention, I will bring this up while we're sitting here kind of waiting. there's been a lot of posts lately about the end times and the world coming to an end and, all this stuff about the Anunnaki and Nibiru and Planet X and, September 23rd is just a few days away and, everybody's just, up in arms and they're worried, they're truly worried about the end of the world. I, for one, of course, am not worried about the end of the world, as you know. and I made some comments and I did some postings and stuff. And, I think it's kind of ironic how every year, in September of every year, we're all going to die. And, it's just kind of funny how it works that way. But I will say this again. I've said it 100,000 times, and I hope you guys will understand where I'm coming from. But Nibiru and Planet X, and I want to get this out of the way right now, they are not the same planet or entity or whatever you want to call it. Totally different deal all the way around. It's just somewhere down the line, these things mixed up and they put it all together into one thing and they shoot it out there and then everybody's calling it Planet X and Nibiru and blah, blah, blah. Not the case, okay? And we can touch on this later, but I just wanted to point that out. Two separate deals. Both of them have two different meanings all the way around. And a matter of fact, Planet X right now is basically taken off the shelf. So you can scratch Planet X right out and write in Planet 9, all right? And this goes back to Pluto, when they've taken Pluto off the planetary list because Pluto now is no longer again. All right, so they're in search of Planet 9, which, as you all may know or may not know, they think they've actually found. But it's so far out of the galaxy that you cannot see it, and but they know it's there. And the way they know it's there is because it does, and the moons around it and whatever do certain things. And it's one of the largest, if not the largest, gas planet that actually belongs in our solar system. But it's out there where it's not supposed to be. We're trying to figure out how it even got there to begin with and, blah, blah, blah. But, so here's your Planet 9. But so far, we haven't gotten a real good look at it because we can't really see it. But we know it's there. They're working on that. I know it sounds crazy, but, this is how it goes, and this is how it works. Look, we have our first caller with us, and I believe this is Sharon, if I'm not mistaken, 609. Hello, Sharon, is this you?
Mark, how are you?
Hello, Sharon, how are you, dear? Yes, I can, absolutely.
You're a little breaking up here and there, but... why is Planet X not Nibiru? I thought it was all the same, like Nemesis, Nibiru, Planet X. It was all like names for the same thing.
Okay, well, Nibiru, comes from our great guy, Sitchin, which you know how I feel him.
Nibiru comes from
the works of Zachariah Sitchin. Okay. Planet X was an actual planet that NASA and the astronomers were actually looking for. It had nothing to do with Nibiru or anything else. It was just another planet in our system because Pluto at the time was actually a planet. It was described as a planet. It was dubbed a planet. And so the next planet in line would be Planet 10, which is Roman numeral X. That's what that's all about.
They found that, though. Didn't they find that beyond Pluto?
No. Well, okay, Planet Nine they have found. See, what happened was, in the meantime, this is crazy. They took Pluto off the planetary deal. Pluto is no longer a planet. It's a red dwarf.
Right, it was downsized. Okay.
Right. So it's no longer a planet. So now we have to back Planet X, number 10, to Planet 9. So here we go.
Oh. Okay. Okay. So they have to change the history books, too.
Absolutely, yes. They got to change the history book. But what's happened is in the past is everybody's taken this book, The 12th Planet, by Zachariah Sitchin, and they grabbed the hold of the Planet X thing, and they grabbed a hold of Nibiru, and they shoved it all into one wad and threw it out there, and now everybody and their brother is calling it the same thing. And it's truly not the same thing. And I just, every time I see that, I get a cringe, and I'm like, oh, you know, people just don't get it. You know, they don't understand, you know. But that's but that's okay. That's how it goes. And that's why we're here, and that's hopefully, you know, we can teach as long as everything else, you know. So that's how it goes.
I thought my understanding was Nemesis X and the Bureau was all in the Bureau.
No.
But now that you've explained it, now I have it sorted out. So we're good. Yeah, by the way, we just came back. We just came back from Niagara Falls.
Ah, my home. We were up there. My home.
Yeah, we were up there for 5 days in Youngstown.
Yes.
Right at the border. Terrible, absolutely terrible phone reception.
Oh, no kidding. Yeah,
they wanted us. I got a message. They wanted us to do the roaming charges, and I said, forget about that. You know.
No,
so we went out.
We
had it there. Beautiful weather. No wind. We didn't hit any wind until we got back to New Jersey at the Delaware Water Gap, you know.
And get something.
My husband wants to go live up there. It's so beautiful. I says, well, the only thing you could do up there is farming. You know, there ain't too many jobs, you know.
Yeah, that's about it, too. Yeah, the steel industry has actually gone down. I mean, there's not much work up in that area anymore, you know.
No.
Man, that's why
they
I'm
have
up
that
there myself.
You have to commute to Rochester or go south a little bit towards Michigan, you know. But the truckers, you guys are like wiping me out on 81 and 90. Every time I got sandwiched in between two of you, I was freaking out because it would like, you know, the wind, you know, rock you back and forth, you know.
Sure.
Well, I learned how to handle that. And then I learned the secret of truck rest areas now. They don't have any more truck restaurants and rest areas on the interstate.
Nope.
They have the truck rest areas, and you could pull in there and go to sleep between two semis, and nobody would even bother you, you know?
Right. Yeah, they downsized a lot of things for truckers out there. Yeah.
They did, and they took out a really big toll, which made me happy, you know. We just whizzed right through from Pennsylvania to New Jersey at the Delaware Water Gap. And, but, you know, I learned some of the secret trucker codes, you know, flashing the lights and flashing back and flashing again to say thank you. That was fun.
Yep.
It was fun. Yeah.
Cool.
So, what's going on?
Hello. Not a whole lot here as far as that goes. Everything's been pretty quiet lately, which is kind of surprising. Usually this time of year, things pretty much get hopping again. But lately, probably in the past month, so things have been kind of mellowed out, slowed down a little bit. So, you know.
Do you get a Christmas push?
Sometimes it depends, you know. As far as work goes, we've been hammering it pretty hard in the mine because the steel industry, you know, it's well, for U.S.
Okay.
anyway, it's really been hopping. You know, the infrastructure things going on, a lot of construction happening and stuff like that. So, you know, we've been making a lot of pellets, you know, for steel making. And
okay.
Which is a good thing. I got some job security.
Do you, we'll get back to the Planet X in a second. Do you haul with the company truck or do you have your own rig?
Well, no, I'm not a truck driver. I'm a shovel operator now. I'm the one that actually digs the dirt and puts it in the back of the haul trucks. We don't go over the road. These are big 240 trucks that haul it up to a crusher, and then it crushes it up into a fine powder, and they heat it up in a kiln, and they make round steel balls out of it, you know, round pellets. They ship them over to the USA, and then these other mills and stuff, they buy it up and they melt them down and they make anything steel out of them, you know. So that's what that's all about.
Well, I'm sorry. I thought you were going over the road from your company.
No. Okay. No, I used to be an over the road trucker for a very long time, but yeah, I ended that when I worked here, so much safer.
It is safer, and it's nice to just go to a destination every day rather than be like, you know, interstate, you know.
Yeah, I'm home every night, got the weekends off, you know, my 9 days, whatever. Yeah, makes it really nice. Makes it real nice.
Well, if you come back to New York State for any reason, do never stay in Bowman Lake in Oxford. Don't ever stay there.
Man.
It's a horrible, muddy place on the mountain. I'll never go there again.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah, it was a bad state park, you know.
Wow,
we stayed there one night on our way up, and then we were going to stay there one night on our way back. And it was just so awful. I just sacrificed the reservation for the second night. We just drove straight on through. And then we ended up sleeping in front of my son's house, who lives in North Jersey. But Bowman Lake, bad place. Well, you know, not crime-wise, but I mean vehicle-wise.
right. Yeah, well, I am sure.
But for all those state parks up there. I was so impressed on Lake Ontario, the one we stayed in Youngstown. It was 4 Mile Creek State Park by Fort Niagara.
Yes.
And the view of the stars from Lake Ontario, so clear. It was so the Big Dipper, gorgeous. It was gorgeous. And this was night before last.
Yeah.
Oh man, I said I need a telescope. I gotta get one. I've been talking about it for 6 months. A portable one to take with you, you know.
Sure.
Because the view of the stars were so clear, no fog, no smog, no nothing. It was gorgeous. And do some great sky watching up by the Finger Lakes, you know. Yeah.
See, I lived in Rochester, and our family has an old farm. You know, it's the old farm homestead. And on top of our hill, there's no town lights. There's no, I mean, you know what I'm saying. We're out in a rural district out there. And I'm up on a 40-acre plot, you know, on a hillside, and the view of the sky is just endless. And I tell you, it's nothing better.
I was very impressed when I was actually missing out on something, not having that telescope, you know?
Sure, yeah.
Because it was so clear and nice.
Absolutely.
So I liked the town of Wilson. Wilson was nice.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Youngstown. And Lewiston was nice, too.
The only thing you really got to be careful there is in wintertime. You know, they've had their snowfall. I mean, there's been a couple of blizzards there they've had in the past few years. 7 feet of snow in 24 hours, you know.
Yeah, I know.
You really got careful up there.
Yeah, that's what I told my mom. I have a cousin that lives there year round. And she's like clued me into everything. But I told my husband, I said, you know, right now, these people, every single one of these houses, these farms or a house, whatever, they all have a big freezer or two of them. I said, and they're all starting to lock down for the winter. They're getting ready.
Pretty much, yeah.
You know, yeah, all the big bales of hay. Now they wrap the hay in them round things, you know?
Yep, big round bales,
like thousands of them. Thousands of them everywhere. The crops are done. The apple trees have, like, only two apples on them. And they're locking it down. They're starting to lock it down.
Yeah. It's cider season.
Yeah. Where I live, we have a cranberry festival every year because we've got Ocean Spray Cranberry here.
Sure, yeah.
And so they're going to have the cranberry festival the first week of October. Right now they're harvesting. There's a lot of apples in New Jersey, too, and blueberries. So Ocean Spray is out there with the blueberry juice and the cranberry juice. They're harvesting now out of the bog. And then we have the festival, which we like. We go there. We like that every year. It's free, and there's all kinds of great stuff going on and free jam and music, you know. And so that's like it. That's like the lockdown. Once the festival happens, it's over, you know.
It's all over. Yeah, exactly. Yep. It's here and then winter right on its heels, yeah. Yeah, the one thing I do miss about back home, though, and is the fall foliage and stuff up there. It's just totally breathtaking. And I don't care where else you live in the United States. If you've never been up in that area for the fall, you're missing out. I'll tell you right now. It's just unbelievable. The hillsides are just on fire. You know, gorgeous.
Yeah, some of the maple trees, they turn red. Some of them were turning, and some of the yellow ones were turning. But not quite. Another 2 weeks, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Another 2 weeks, we would have seen it.
Yep.
So we had a nice little trip up into New York State. And I have to say it was wonderful. The roads were wonderful. You know, the interstate states were wonderful. And
well, for as much as as taxpayers have to pay up there, they better be nice.
Right?
Taxes. Oh,
terrible. Yeah, that Route 80 and Route 90, they both run out past you, too. You know, beautiful highways. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. So, anyhow. So, now, what was I going to ask you about the universe? Getting back to Planet X. Planet X was the one they were looking for, but now that they bumped Pluto, they downgraded Pluto, and the satellite picked up a bigger planet out there. They're calling that Planet 9, but the satellite didn't get close enough to it yet to really figure it out.
Yeah, that's the thing with it, and it's weird. They know that it's out there. The signature of it. They know how big it is. It's just massive in size. But the problem is it's so far away that they can't see it. Isn't that weird? I don't know how that works. That is the craziest thing.
I don't know how that works. I saw online, too, that SpaceX teaming up with NASA, which they've been doing left and right now. They're sending a new one to the sun because they want to see what's going on behind the sun now. And then they want to study the solar flares more too, you know?
Yeah.
I'd like to know what's behind the sun myself, you know?
Well, see, I'm not really sure what they mean because, you know, it's not like we haven't been on the other side of the sun, or, you know, vice versa. I mean, obviously, you know, it ain't like it doesn't move, you know. I don't know.
Now,
kind of strange.
Do you know, Clark, does the sun rotate?
The sun itself rotates, I'm sure. But as far as being in an orbit kind of thing, I know everything else evolves around the sun, you know. So as we're going around the sun, you know, I don't see how we don't know what's behind it. You know what I'm saying? That's my point.
Okay.
You know?
Because
we actually rotate around it. I mean, that's our orbit, you know. So I don't get what she, you know, talking about. But
They might be looking for that asteroid Apophis is out there.
Well, it could be too. Yeah, very well.
Apophis.
You never know.
Yeah, that's supposed to be coming our way in another 12 years. You know.
Yeah, crazy stuff. Hey, looks like we have another caller with us. So I would recognize this number. This is a 402 number. Let's see here. Hello, caller. You're with us?
Yep. I sure am. This is Doc.
Doc. Hey, Doc. How are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Doc says it's me. Hey, cool. How are you, sir? See you live on Facebook there. All right. Fantastic. Glad you made it.
Well, I think I'm the only person that calls from Nebraska, so.
Could be.
How is everything in Nebraska?
Hot.
Hot.
It was like 90 today.
No kidding, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy. Is tornado season ended?
Tornado season? Yeah, pretty much. Well, we have tornadoes in December, but you never know with tornadoes. So they have them all year. But the season's pretty much gets over with. So usually about the first of October, they call the end of tornado season. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're on hurricane watch in New Jersey now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
For
another one coming.
It's over in our first.
Yeah, we followed the Irma one because my daughter lived in Florida, and she lives with me now. So, and my daughter and granddaughter, and so we watched it go all the way up Florida. And I've got grandsons that live in Miami. So,
yeah, I watched that whole thing all the time it went through there. Yeah, it was pretty crazy. Key West, it really bad there. Of course, you know, it was right in it. Yeah. Hey, Andre, how are you, sir? Hey, Andre just popped on. He's on Facebook with us. Good to have you. Oh, cool. Whereabouts in Nebraska are you, Doc?
I'm sorry?
Whereabouts in Nebraska?
I'm in Lincoln.
Oh, you're
where
Lincoln.
You used to go racing.
I got married there. My first marriage.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, you used to go racing here at Speedway, at the Speedway place on 27th and Superior, didn't you? Weren't we talking about that one night?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Absolutely right, yeah.
That's a big Walmart store now, so.
They're so sad. Lincoln Speedway, the home of the 130-mile-an-hour racetrack.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, well, there are Eagles still out there, so where they race an Eagle.
Cool. Well, that was a NASCAR sanctioned track back in the day. And, I used to tell people because I had a NASCAR driver, and they all used to laugh at me, and I used to show it to them, you know.
Yeah.
It's a union, that's all it is, you know, but yeah. Funny. Yeah. Oh, boy.
If I was to come to Nebraska as a tourist, what would you recommend I see as far as, like, ancient aliens go?
Oh, boy.
I don't know. Seriously, I haven't heard of any ancient alien stuff around here, so.
Do you have a space museum or anything like that?
Yeah, we have the museum down at the university where they have one of the Apollo capsules at.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah, that's worth seeing for that.
We have quite a few observatories around here, but I really don't follow the alien stuff here in Nebraska too much. I can talk to a friend of mine. He's actually seen aliens. So I believed in aliens since I was a little kid and never had any luck.
Okay.
<Right. laughs> Isn't that the way it goes, though, it seems? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Right. The grass always looks greener. Always.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
But, you know, as far as I know, there's really nothing here that, you know, translates into ancient aliens. So.
Okay.
Nebraska's just a big cornfield.
Cornfield. Yeah. Yeah, New York is a big cornfield, too.
Well, you can go to a Nebraska football game if you can get a ticket. There's a lot of aliens there.
Yeah, right?
And not so ancient.
Yeah. The football stadium, Memorial Stadium, becomes the third largest city in Nebraska on football Saturdays. So.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yes. It holds 95,000 people. So.
It gets bigger than.
I'm sorry?
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I was telling Clarence that we came back from a trip to Niagara Falls on the Canada side. The security was intense because wherever now, you know, well, we all know after 911, you know, wherever there's crowds of people, security is intense now.
Yeah. No, they have a lot of security around the football stadium. So, part of my work security, and he works a couple of the tailgates. That happened out around there, so he's been doing that for years. So he's the same guy that's seen the alien. So
okay.
No kidding. He's also heard of Bigfoot when he lived in Oklahoma.
A lot of Bigfoot.
That Bigfoot, he's all over, you know. He's all over.
I haven't seen either one of them. So
yeah, seen you.
Well, they say Bigfoot has something to do with the aliens that come to visit us. So,
right, because a lot of people have reported seeing lights in the sky in and around when there's a Bigfoot sighting or a Sasquatch or a Jersey Devil or whatever.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah,
the animal or whatever it is puts out such a horrid stink. That it's like, you know, it's like a skunk, you know? And then all of a sudden it's gone. It just disappears, you know, like it's like teleported back to the ship or something after it finds food or whatever it's looking for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely makes you wonder about
I think it is an alien.
I think so. I think it's one of the new alien species or something, not a reptilian or, you know, one of the other ones, so, or gray or.
Well, here's a thought for you. If you want to talk about the giants that roamed the earth, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Yep. They're over 7 feet tall. That's what they say anyway.
Very good possibility that they are what they refer to as the giant. I mean, that's a very good possibility.
Yeah.
And I've often wondered about that myself, you know. But
I still have to watch Ancient. I still have to watch the show from last week. I haven't watched it yet. I got on demand, so I can watch it.
Yeah, I can post it for you. I did post it. It should be in the Ancient Alien group page if you want to see it.
Yeah, I saw your post on it, but I have on demand, so I can get the one from the Spectrum or whatever the cable company is here now. I can
so
just go to a history.
Nebraska?
I'm retired.
Nebraska, Oh, yeah, I'm retired too, but is Nebraska like home for you? Is that where you were born and everything?
Yeah, born and raised.
Okay.
Except for 6 years in the Navy.
Okay.
Then I was all over the place.
Yeah. My cousin that I saw last week up in Youngstown, her father, my uncle, he's the only one left alive on my father's side. They used to move all the time when he was in the Army, you know, and they were in Thailand for 3 years. What an experience that was, you know.
Well, I installed a computer system for the Navy back in the 80s when they were first getting it going. So I was all over the Pacific. Every little tiny naval station that they have, every little tiny naval detachment, a lot of the embassies and whatnot that have naval detachments in them, I'd go in there and install computer systems.
Cool. You were out there in the Ring of Fire, huh?
Oh, yeah. And over in the Gulf and whatnot. That's before the first Gulf War, though. So.
Yeah, with this earthquake they just had in Mexico and San Diego, that's like the tail end of the Ring of Fire. I'm wondering if we're going to get some more action over on that side of the Pacific.
Oh, no,
the
Ring of Fire goes all the way down to South America.
I know.
A friend of mine's brother lives in Chile, and they have all kinds of earthquakes and stuff down there and volcanoes and stuff.
Yeah, I'm waiting to see, you know.
Yeah.
Because it isn't like an isolated incident. And every time there's a hurricane or a typhoon, because we had that hurricane that hit Texas, every time there's a hurricane, it's like an earthquake happens shortly after or before, you know. And so I'm
yeah,
like,
I noticed
you know,
that
I'm
before,
like,
but I guess, thank you, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, because
you know,
there was
really
an earthquake after Katrina. Yeah, down in Mexico. I think it was in Mexico or Colombia or something like that.
Yeah. And then in New Jersey, we had the first earthquake in, like, you know, ever recorded in history. We don't have earthquakes here. And then the next year, we got wiped out with Hurricane Sandy. So
yeah, I remember that earthquake because I was working for a guy. I was working for a company out of D.C., and the boss lived in D.C., and I lived here, and I worked remotely. And he was saying, oh, my God, the whole house was shaking, and his chimney fell down.
Yep.
I mean, it's a 200-year-old house. So.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Oh. You got to go out and check the foundation, you know? Because we have family in-laws that live in Mexico, south of Mexico City. They're retired there. And right now, nobody got hurt or anything, but for the last 2 days, the younger ones are checking the foundation all around because they have a two-story house and they also have a ranch. They're checking foundation because that's a big deal with an earthquake, yeah.
Or the alien stacking revenge. Earthquakes could be just the aliens testing a weapon or something on it.
Well, that's what, and they start showing up. Every time there's a volcano or an earthquake or a natural disaster, all of a sudden the sightings increase tremendously.
Yep.
Sure.
Yeah. I haven't heard about any recent ones down in Mexico, but I'm sure there are ones. I mean, Mexico seems to have a lot of activity, UFO activity and stuff. So,
yeah. It's got that triangle. What's that called, Clarence? It's out there in the...
Roadblock.
It's out in the desert. It's like really creepy, too. It's one of those natural...
Not the Bermuda Triangle.
No, it's like that, but it's out in the middle of the desert, and nobody's allowed to go in it.
Oh,
it's like, you know,
yeah, I know what you're talking about. They're in, it's in northern Mexico.
Yeah.
Right. It's south of the border.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's been some wild stuff going on there with sightings, you know?
Hey, it looks like we have another caller with us. I hope this is Lee or Colin, unless you got here.
Hey, Clarence.
Hello, caller. It's Lee. Hello, Lee. Lee. How are you?
Hey, Lee.
Fine. How are you doing? Hey to everybody.
Hi, Lee.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm okay. And you?
Burning.
How are you?
Oh, we're very good. Thank you very much.
Good, good. I tried to get in on my cell phone, but it wouldn't work.
But I just got dropped here. So.
Oh.
I just lost
the
connection. Yeah,
I tried several times.
Need better cell service, I guess, huh?
Yeah. I had to log back in. Crazy, but that's cool. Mm. So, what's happening, Lee? What's going on down here?
Not a lot, but my brother, remember, he's the one into the paranormal. So
yeah.
he had a friend that hunts deer and elk. So they had set up a camera to see if they could catch, you know, pictures of any elk or deer. And this was like way out on our reservation. And when they started going back through the pictures, there was a picture of a UFO.
Oh,
whoa.
Yeah,
cool.
It looked like you know how the Phoenix Lights, that big like triangle. Well, I don't think it was as big as that, but it had the lights, like about 6 lights across.
Wow.
Yeah, I was freaked out. I'm not kidding you.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my god.
Sneaking around. Yeah, sneaking around.
Was it a nighttime picture?
Yes, it was. So you could really see the lights. They really stood out.
Well, you
is there
have
any
to
way
to post
Mike
it?
Yeah, I just say, is there
What's
any way
that?
Mike can grab a hold of it and get it to us? Yeah, that'd be awesome.
yeah, I'm sure. I'll when I see him and talk to him, I'll let him know. Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great. That would be awesome. I'd love to see that. Wow, that is so cool.
It's
like the aliens know that most people sleep between, you know, 1 a.m. and 5 a.m. and they start sneaking around in the sky and doing stuff, you know?
Right.
Yeah.
Sleep, what's sleep? I worked nights for the last 25 years, so.
Oh,
and
wow.
So, me, I'm up all night.
I've tried that.
A little bit in the morning.
I can't do it. There's just no way. I always fall
asleep. I did the grave shift for 4 years, and after 3 years, I kind of liked, but then I had to have surgery done, so I went back onto swing shift. It's not that easy, and it's not for everybody. I take my hat off to you.
Yeah.
That's a long time.
See,
the thing is, for various companies, too, so.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you have no choice. You have to work it, you know.
Yeah, that's the way ours
People
is.
People go, oh, you're going to be on the night shift because you're a newbie. And I go, good. I'll stay on the night shift.
Well, it keeps you away from everybody else, too. Yeah. Crazy.
5 o'clock coffee helps a lot.
Yeah, there you go. Lee and I had a conversation earlier on Facebook there. We were chatting there on one of the posts, and Lee had a couple of questions. If there's a chance, Lee, I'll answer them for you.
Okay. Go right ahead.
Well, I know the thing that we were supposed to talk about was about the documentary on it. I know you watched it. Did Doc, did you get to see it, or Sharon? Have you guys?
No, I haven't seen that. The one you posted today? No, I haven't watched that one yet either. So.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. You can watch it on Netflix.
Unacknowledged.
Unacknowledged. Yeah, it's Dr. Stephen Greer is the maker of it, or what? And here's the thing. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Unacknowledged, it's called. It's by Dr. Stephen Greer. If you know who that is.
I watched, and I liked it. I mean, a lot of people don't like Greer, but I don't know. For some reason, I personally believe a lot of what he says.
Okay. Well, here's the thing, and this is where I kind of have to bail ship, you know, like I normally do. people hate. That's how it goes. You know, that's what I do. That's why I'm here. You know, I used
you're
to follow.
Here to you're here to debunk all the bunk.
It's crazy, isn't it? It is, and I hate doing it because I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I just get into that, you know. But when I see this guy, and you know, he's like a couple others that I mentioned in the past. It's another money-making kind of thing, you know, that he's been doing over the years. And after researching him and following him for over 15, 20 years, it seems like, he hasn't proved anything to nobody about anything. Yeah. And everything that he's said and done has been hoaxed and bullshitted. I mean, it's sad. It's sad. Mm. What can I say?
Why don't you believe him?
Well, okay, I'll give you a few examples, and then I'll even read an article that somebody else had wrote, and it puts it right into perspective all the way. But back in the day, when he first started all this stuff, he had a whole panel of people that he brought up, just like in the documentary. Matter of fact, a lot of those people are the same ones, okay, that are in that show. And they tell the same exact story over and over again, which is fine. That's, you know, that's what they do. But here's the problem. When it comes down to Roswell, and this is where the documentary says, well, it all started with Roswell, and there was four alien bodies, blah, blah, blah. He's full of crap, okay? There was three crashes at Roswell, not just one. He portrays this as being one big thing, and it's not. There was three different incidences at Roswell. Anybody that's a ufologist of any kind knows this, you know? So that's the first problem that I have with it all. The second one was the alien body thing that he came up with when, I don't know if you ever remember this, when he had this really small alien baby, okay, that he supposedly held and all this stuff, you know, this little skeleton.
Oh, that Cirrus video. And it wasn't a baby, was it? It was wasn't a full size.
Well, it looks like a baby. I guess it could have been full size, I guess, or whatever. But the thing about that is, in one of his deals, he talks about this, and he says, well, it can't be human because it doesn't have this or this, you know, or whatever. Now, he's a doctor. He worked in an emergency room on people for many years before he, you know, turned his life around. How would you not know it's not human? I mean, you know, that's the thing that gets, you know, he's a professional ER doctor. You would know if this thing was human or not without even, you know, thinking twice about it. And here he was saying how he didn't know if it was human or not, you know, or whatever. And I'm like, how could you not know, you know? Just little things like that everybody got to think about. You know? He got into the stuff where he was meditating. He tried to be a lot like Edgar Casey, which really pissed me off. And he started summoning UFOs. And he was selling tickets to people to come out to these places where it's going to be at nighttime. And you had to sign a disclosure form. This is all true and look stuff up. I'm not making any of this up. I'm telling you the whole schmeal here. He would charge X amount of dollars, big money, by the way. I'm not talking a couple hundred here. I'm talking big money for these people to come out there. And he would summons these UFOs, and he would, you know, do his thing. And then you wouldn't hear nothing more about it. It would, you know, disband and on down the road. He's done other videos where he's taken people. One in particular, and I can bring it up. I'll post it on for you, where he shows that he summons these two UFOs during the daytime, and you see these two orange globe, these lights off in the distance. This is during the daytime now. It's on a beach setting. And, you know, he's talking about how he summons these, and he wants the people that are there with him to meditate and welcome them and all this other stuff and blah, blah, blah. Then the lights disappear, and of course, the video ends and so on and so forth. Well, come to find out, we're having naval exercise at this particular same time, same location, same everything. And what he was videotaping was the actual lights from this aerial thing that they were doing in the Navy. And he had everybody believe, that he's
so do you not believe anything he says?
Not anymore. Anything he says, is I gotta look into it. I really do. I have to research anything that he says and make sure that he's on it up and up. But so far, nothing. Not a damn thing.
Do you know if the Ancient Aliens has had him or interviewed him or anything?
You know, I don't think I've ever seen him
on
any
show. The actual show, like with Giorgio.
No, I don't think I've ever seen him on any show with Ancient Aliens ever.
Yeah.
No.
Ancient Aliens has had Linda Moulton Howe on there, you know, so.
I think he was on one of the shows, the UFO Evidence one.
I think I've seen that too.
Yep, he'll be on the Evidence, he'll be on the Disclosure shows, he'll be on stuff like that, but you'll never will see him on Ancient Aliens. I'll tell you why that is, okay? Because people like him totally different than people like Linda Moulton Howe. Linda Moulton Howe takes everything like cattle mutilations and crop circles and ET abductions and all that. She breaks them down into each and every one of them in a separate category. And she goes through them with a fine-tooth comb. She doesn't just go out and make a wave and move on to the next thing. She does her homework, and you know what I'm saying? And she'll stay with it until the bitter end, you know?
Yeah.
Give it what it is. With this guy, you never see him talk about things like crop circles. The only thing he ever says about cattle mutilations is the fact that they were made up by the U.S. military to make people think that it was aliens doing it. It was a cover-up. That was his big thing about cattle mutilations. And so on and so forth. You don't see him talk about abductions. You don't see him talk about implants or any of this other stuff, you know.
All right.
The only thing he was usually concerned with was a disclosure that supposedly, you know, this undercover secret society way down deep black ops thing that killed Kennedy and Marilyn Monroe and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's just one big conspiracy pot of bull crap, and that's all it is, and that's all it ever will be. That's my opinion. Sorry.
So let me ask you guys. Let me ask all four of you. So, thinking about UFOs or ETs or extraterrestrial, those in the field, who do you guys acknowledge or believe, or, you know, out of all the people that are the UFOologists that are up there like him, who do you guys believe? I mean,
well,
yeah.
I like MUFON. I like MUFON and everybody that's on MUFON.
Yep. That's a reporting center. That's, you know, that's what they do. As far as people go, it was his name off the top of my head, but he did the UFO file program where him and his couple guys went out and did the research and stuff. I can't think of his name offhand. They took
the guy with sunglasses.
UFO
that's the same guy. That's the same guy I like too. So I can't remember what his name is either.
His name is what? He got so close to the truth and had the truth out there, they took him off the air. This is what they do to the real UFO people, okay?
So, Clarence, if you can remember his name, can you post that?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll look him up it won't take me a couple of seconds here, and I'll tell you.
I think
and I'll
what about people like Stanford Friedman? Do you believe what's his name? The one that was abducted.
Not David Wilcox.
No, the guy that was one that was abducted in Heber, Arizona.
Travis Walton.
Yeah, Travis.
100% real. Absolutely.
I believe Travis. I've met Travis, and I believe him 100%.
Yep, 100%. Honestly, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're not going to take a group of people like that, all his friends, and put them in through lie detector tests. Now, you know, these guys, they were up for manslaughter. They were trying to convict these guys of killing them and dumping it.
Yeah.
You remember that? And they were trying to arrest them. They were trying to find evidence that they did something to him. And they went through all of the investigation. They went through all the lie detectors and all that. And everyone passed. Every single one of them.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You
that's
can't
the
make that up.
Movie Fire in the Sky. However, Travis said that that's a lot of that's made up. It wasn't what he really experienced.
Yes, in the movie he was supposed to make a second movie, but they won't.
Yeah,
do it,
I read his account of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Linda Moulton Howe, my favorite all time investigator, hands down, across the board. I don't care. You're never going to find anybody better.
I'm very aware of her, but I really haven't read anything pertaining to her.
Awesome.
Yeah. Awesome. Oh, she's great. Her books
are
like 8 inches thick, though. They're like encyclopedias.
Yep.
Encyclopedia books,
She has a website called Files. I do a lot of posting about her and her website on my page. I follow her.
I follow her too. So I do.
I love her stuff. It's just she is just one fantastic woman, and she pulls no punches. She pulls no punches. She don't bullshit nobody. She's not asking for money from anybody. She is a full, true, 100% disclosure. You know. Kind of person.
Yeah.
And she's
I
mean, she does this. This is what she does. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
And she's been awarded many, many times for her work, and it's just phenomenal what she does.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So there's very few out there, Lee, honestly, that I actually follow anymore because of these kind of things. When it comes down to, like, the people on the show, Ancient Aliens themselves, you're not talking to people that do what Linda does, you know. These guys are mostly authors, you know. Most of them are authors and stuff, and they go to these conferences, you know, that you see every year, and get their money doing that, whatever. And that's what they do, you know. Other than that, they really don't do much as far as ufology goes, you know.
They're not out there actively searching, I guess you could say, you know.
No. Absolutely, absolutely not. They did. John Danning did do research. He wrote his books, but he's not doing that anymore. Same thing with Giorgio. Now, how did Giorgio become Giorgio that he is now? It's not because he was world famous author by any means. It's because he was in the right spot at the right time, and here he is. Okay.
And he had the weird hair.
Exactly. You know? And I'm sorry to say it that way, folks, but honestly, look at his background. He really has not a lot to give there. He really does.
Well, he's done more archaeology, you know. He's looked at Puma Punku, however you say that, and he's, you know, gone out into, like, Chaco Canyon and, you know, like that.
He's Eric von Daniken's understudy right now.
Right.
Oh, really?
Right. He's like
absolutely.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Philip Copeland was another one. God rest him.
Oh, yeah.
You know, fantastic author and knew his stuff, you know. I mean,
yeah.
Davis Childress.
I like him.
You know, he's out in the field. He does a lot of work.
Yeah, he's like a Peru expert, David Childress.
Right, absolutely. You know, so they're,
I'm just like Googling. So have you guys heard of any of these guys? Let's see. George Adamski.
No.
Stephen Bassett. Art Bell. I've heard of Art Bell.
Yes, Art Bell is one of the.
Yeah, Art Bell used to do Coast to Coast.
Coast to Coast.
George Norrie, Coast to Coast. Let's see if I see any others. Bud Hopkins.
Who was that?
Bud Hopkins. Oh. Bob Lazar. I've heard of him.
Bob Lazar.
Yep.
Him, I'm kind of iffy on because of that Area 51 stuff. So.
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you this. I believe what Bob had to say for the most part. I think what happened with Bob is he pulled off more than he could chew. And I think it really scared him. I honestly believe that's why he went silent, because he got into something that he really shouldn't have, and he didn't know how to handle it at the time. And I think he got a few death threats, and he backed off. I think that's what happened to him. Don't quote me on that.
Yeah, I heard he had some death threats too.
But he did take him out there. He did say, okay, I have a timeline for you. This is when it's going to happen, and this is the time it's going to be there. They all went with him. They took a trip up the Peekaboo Canyon, and sure enough, they videotaped it. They got it on. They did do that. So he wasn't lying as far as that goes. He was there. You know, he had the itinerary. So, you know, proof is pudding. I mean, you know, what do you do with that, you know?
Yeah.
The guy said,
that's true.
And he did it. And bingo bango. So...
what do you think about
Saturday? Oh, ending of the world?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sleeping in, so I'm...
Yeah, really, I gotta work anyway.
So if it happens, it's nice to know all of you.
Absolutely.
Thanks,
I'm gonna miss you
Who's
guys.
Who's predicting
all
the end of the world now?
Every year, I swear.
Yeah,
every
one time from.
Yeah, same place. It's
same
in the bureau.
Place.
It's Planet X. It's whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, like you said, it's always
this
September,
one,
right?
Yeah, this one has a little bit of a twist to it compared to the other one, though. This one is where all the planets are lining up in a certain celestial event, you know, which I haven't seen any proof of yet, as far as. I've been looking for it, and I'm like, geez, I usually know pretty much what's happening every month at, you know, certain time, and I haven't got any notification on this one, so.
I do amateur astronomy, too, and I haven't heard anything about any planets lining up, so.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, you know, I get notified on that stuff, but yeah, not this time, so. But I will give you this.
Even if the planets did line up, they do that on a regular basis.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
They do. But isn't it, I believe it is Jupiter and Venus this month will be the closest to the Earth that it always is every year. It happens every year at the same time. And you can actually see it with the naked eye and with a good pair of binoculars, pretty cool stuff. But nothing new. I mean, that's just it. It happens every year. So it's the solstice, you know, and that's what happens. But And I just laugh at that stuff, Lee, anymore. It's so crazy. And people still believe it. You know, it's just, I don't understand it myself, but, But.
And
I do apologize to people. I got to tell you, when it comes, you know, we were talking about that movie, you know, the documentary and stuff, and I got off on beer and whatever. And I do apologize, but I give you my 2 cents for what it's worth. Take it and run with it. Research it. Do whatever. You'll find out I'm not bullshitting you. I
right.
can't do that. Sorry. But it's sad. It's just sad. And I hate it. I really hate it. And it just, and then I see people, don't get me wrong. I mean, some of that stuff is true. I mean, you know, but a lot of that stuff is either. And it's really hard to kind of wade through the bullshit, so to speak, to get to the good stuff. You know what I mean? And that's what I hate about it. I hate it when you do that. It's so, you know, it just pisses me off.
I mean, it's bad enough that our government won't disclose, but we don't need people, you know, doing stuff like that.
Well, you know, here's my theory. I think the government pays people like him to do this stuff to us. That's what I think.
Yeah, you could be right.
It wouldn't surprise me. I think he's making a good profit on doing this to get us
all
around.
I want a job like that.
Yeah, okay. Give me the money. I'll change my criteria. Just kidding, folks. I can't do that. But no, I honestly, I mean, wow, really? You know?
Yeah.
But no, you won't see him on any big, really big productions or nothing. I mean, anything he's ever done, he's had to do on his own with other people's money, if you know what I'm saying.
Okay.
I don't know. It's just, yeah. He has a name, no doubt. You know, he's got a name. But, yeah.
I think I think, is it Graham Hancock? I think he had it out with Stephen Greer.
Yes, he did. Absolutely right.
Yeah, I read something online. It was a big article, and it was in a reputable magazine on how Hancock was saying that Greer was a fraud, and he... Not so much a fraud. I mean, the guy had a lot of knowledge about things, but he was playing on the people to make money rather than actual research.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
And they parted ways.
You know,
they used to be friends.
Yep. Here's the thing about this, and I've always said it, and I know a lot of other people have, you know, when you're a ufologist, excuse me, and you go out there and you do things, you know, you're out there and you're taking videos and you're proving your point or trying to make a documentary and whatever, you know, and blah, 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 blah. You know, it's one thing to get funding to, you know, produce a show or do whatever. If you're on the up and up, if you're telling folks, hey, you know, I like to ask for donations, but I want to go out and do this, and, you know, I need to buy some equipment or whatever, and if people are backing, you know, whatever, that's one thing. But to do what these other guys are doing like him and just charging people X amount of dollars to come out and hear him talk and to do, you know, whatever this bullshit stuff is he does, to me it's uncalled for. And I feel sorry for the people that are him, paying him all this money, especially the big ticket money. Oh my gosh, thousands of dollars he was trying to get from people, and still doing it.
Yeah,
it's remarkable. He's what I call, well, I have to put him in the category of what do they call them people? A cult. That's exactly
Gammer.
What it is. Goddamn
Gammer.
Snake oil. It's a cult. Just like Heaven's Gate and the rest of that shit. You know?
Yeah, right?
I'm telling you, folks, you got to wake up. You got to research. Look at these people. You know, study them. Know who they are.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Seriously. Man, I'm sorry, Lee. I really am. I do apologize. It's just a sad deal. But I just try to keep this stuff up and up and I want people to understand it, you know. I just, you know.
Oh, no problem. I mean, I appreciate everybody's opinion, and I'm open-minded. So, I mean, if you don't tell people these things, they're going to be like me and believe the bullshit. So,
But here's the thing, that really is upsetting to me is that it takes people like Kim to persuade people and Jew them out of me and do all that. And for what? I mean, what are these people getting out of it in the long run? I mean, are they comfortable with his findings? Or
it must be because they do it all the time. So.
Well, this is it. Yeah, exactly. So,
well, I mean, he's very compelling, and that's, like I said, that's kind of why I kind of follow him, and he's and he produces all these facts. I mean, maybe they're not truthful, but he does, you know. He shows stuff. And
piece of paper, and I'm going to post this this write-up from another writer who it's actually called the Pissed Off Ufologist. So that's the name of the this guy blasts the living shit out of him, and I'm sorry for talking like this. And he gives you detail by detail by detail every bit. And I've went back and I've looked at everything that he said, and he's 100% correct everything this guy is. And I'm gonna put that up so everybody can read it. I know I'm gonna get flack for it, but so be it. If I can wait up out of it and let them see for themselves, so be it. You know, that's what I want to do. And then I get everybody that says, well, you're just debunking everything again, you know, blah, blah, blah. I hate debunking.
Somebody's got to debunk it.
Somebody's got to. Yeah, exactly. And when I see lying, thieving things like this go on, I can't keep quiet about it. It's just not right. It's just not right. I don't like it, you know. I don't care for it. It's sad. It's really sad.
No.
I apologize. You know?
Well, you're among friends here, so.
I'm here, too. I'm here.
Wonder where Tim is at.
I don't know. He said he's going to be here tonight. He... and stuff. I'm going to copy and paste this right as we speak. I got this up here. So while I am talking, I am going to post this to Closer Encounters page. Oh, boy. And now posted.
Where did you post it?
Right on my page, right on the Closer Encounter page.
Oh, okay.
Dr. Steven Greer is a fraud, liar, and a psychopath. Pretty harsh. Pretty harsh. But it's there. And if you read this guy's article, and I swear to God, you can go back. He even posts a couple videos that Greer has done in the past, and you can watch them. Matter of fact, that one video I was talking about with the two UFOs, it's on there. And you can read the description and what happened after the math and blah, blah, blah. You'll read a letter that he got from a guy that he supposedly interviewed that said, hey, we did not tell you this. You're people full of false information. Stop using my name. You know, blah, blah, blah. All kind of crazy stuff. So it's in there. You'll see exactly what I'm talking about. Sad deal. Sad deal. But
it's the one with the guy with the two green barrels, right?
That's the one. Yep, that's the one.
Okay. I was looking at it. When I came back inside, I was sitting outside.
Yeah.
Since it's nice and hot out, you might as well sit outside and enjoy the warmth. So.
Why not? I'll title that when I'm done here with the show. Matter of fact, I'll put, here's your undisclosed or your unacknowledged, whatever.
Okay.
put a disclaimer on it.
Yeah, but, you know, and here's the thing, you know, like I said, I wouldn't have said nothing until I started seeing these posts about it in the Ancient Alien group, and people are like, yeah, that's an awesome documentary, it's 100% real, you know, now this guy's awesome, blah, 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 and I'm like, oh, my God, you don't know who you're talking about, you poor people, you know.
Is that the video you posted earlier in Ancient Alien?
What's that?
Was that the post that you posted earlier in Ancient Alien?
Yeah, the one, actually I took the one down because it was a double post. Somebody else had already posted that video. So it's still up there. I mean, that movie, the documentary itself. And I got it posted on every invite and everything, and it's posted in my Closer Encounters page, so you can't miss it. It's everywhere. That documentary.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's everywhere.
Yeah, I'll watch it in a bit.
There's a woman that does regular YouTube videos, and she's a researcher of some kind. She's Italian, and she's appeared on Ancient Aliens at least once. Her name is Forella Panzia.
Oh,
excellent.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah,
she
is. The one with the long blonde hair.
Yeah, she's got that Italian accent.
Yes.
Clarence, can you also post that name on the site, too?
Which one?
She does a lot on Megalith.
It is name, so I can look it up.
Forella Panzia.
If you can post that name, I want to look her up.
It's let's spell the last name is Panazia. She's excellent with megaliths and ancient temples, and you know that door in that Indian temple of Shiva that they're all afraid to open up.
Yeah.
Priscilla.
She's good. She's good. I like her, Linda Moten Howe, Graham Hancock. I have a lot of Von Daniken's books, but I haven't really read them all. I'm kind of busy, but.
I read Kurt Von Daniken's book, Chariot of the Gods, when it first came out.
Yeah,
way, way back. I'm old, what can I say?
So am I. Are you kidding? Yeah.
Can you give me her last name again? How do you spell that, Sharon? P-A-N...
T-A-N... Oh, I just put it back in my file. Here, wait a minute.
T-A-N-Z-I-A.
Very good.
Wasn't it?
T-A-N-A-Z-I-A.
Oops, forgot an A.
And it's Florella, F-L-O-R-E-I-A. It might be Transia, T-R-A-N-Z-I-A. She's good. She asks a lot of questions, too, that make you think. Did you find her?
I'm going to look her up.
Oh.
Sorry about that. What happened
to Clarence?
Oh. I'm here. I just had to. Okay, let's see here.
Florella Panzia. It might be Transia, T-R-A-N, other than T-A-N-A. Transia.
That's what I'm trying to. T-R-A.
T-R-A-N-Z-I-A. And if it's not that, it's the other one. T-A-N-A. Z-I-S. She's damn good. She does a lot. And she does stuff with other researchers, too. All in Europe. From Egypt all the way up to Russia.
Well, and then you think about it, all these other countries have their own UFOologists too, you know.
Yeah. They've got UFOologists that we never even heard of.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. Ah. All right, I'm going to do it the other way. let's see here. We'll get it.
Do you have any moving parts for you, Clarence, or what?
Crazy. this is crazy. So far, I come up with Susan Clancy. That's all I keep coming up with. Jenny Randall.
No, it's Florella.
What is it?
F-L-O-R-E. Florella, like a flower.
Florella.
Mm-hmm.
Florella.
Well, anyhow, I love everything she does, and I try to make time to watch them, but
I know exactly
she's very
who.
Intense. Yeah, she's very intense, and you have to pay attention or you miss something important, yeah?
Found her. Ha! It's okay. All right. I'm going to get her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Florella.
Mm-hmm.
Was it Frankie or was it G-A-R or G-A-N?
He's reading now.
Oh.
But she's made an awful lot of YouTube clips, and she's been on the History Channel. She's been on the National Geographic Channel. I saw her on Ancient Aliens just once, but they only had her on for like 15 minutes. She does her presentations are like an hour on something, yeah.
Right.
She likes the India.
She turned them into. Oh, she's the one that does the music thing with the galaxy. Is that the same one?
She does a lot. I don't know.
She's an astronomer. Oh, stop that now.
Okay.
I ran out of time already. Can you believe that? Ah. Yes, already. Can you do that? Okay, I'm going to get her posted up here, and I'll put her on the Closer Encounters page also. Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
I can't believe this. But anyway. Unfortunately, yeah, we're running out of time. I won't be back here personally until, let's see, Tuesday night. So,
Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Good night.
Is that going to be on your show or Kim? Is it Kim?
What's that? Oh.
I said, is that going to be your show or Kim? Is it Kim?
No, I'll do one. I'll do one of my own here on Tuesday night. So
okay.
We'll get that set up. Get that set up and do it.
All right.
So it'll be 6 o'clock Tuesday evening, and
okay, I'll mark my calendar.
Yeah,
I'll
too.
Hold you to that one.
I'll send out the invites like I did tonight, and other things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the invites work now, huh?
Yeah. So.
Well, last time we didn't get any invites, so.
Yeah, no, no kidding. So,
I usually get all the invites, but I don't always check the phone all the time, you know?
Gotcha,
when I get home,
right?
I'm like Mountain Standard Time, so when I get home, you guys are already started, so.
Yeah, I'm like Eastern, and sometimes I'm putting it on when it's over.
Exactly.
Well, I'm in Central, so I'm here around time.
Yep. My time, same time. Okay. Well, folks, I hate to say it, but yeah, it looks like we're dead in the water here. So anyway, we'll be back Tuesday night. And I appreciate everybody that showed up on Facebook and leaving their comments and whatever. And I'll get this other stuff posted up for you right now as soon as I get off the air. So be looking out for it. And we'll go from there. So until then, stay safe, everybody. Keep your eyes to the
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Good night, Lee. Good night, Dawn.
Good night.
Okay, we'll see you all. Bye.
Bye.
Okay,
bye.
Okay, folks. Like I said, stay safe. As you know, the end of the world's coming, but, I wouldn't fret about it too much. Until... Thank you all. I want to thank you all for listening to Closer Encounters. Please remember to like, follow, and share. And until we meet again, keep your eyes to the skies. Thank you.